Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cattle were choppy yesterday, searching for price direction. There's underlying optimism over stronger cash this week, but traders are cautious due to the upcoming cattle on feed report. Futures are poised to break to and through contract highs if both cash and box beef moves higher. Box beef's been struggling and trending lower. Choice cutouts were slightly below the three-year average and quite a bit lower than a year ago. The FOMC meeting this week is expected to result in a significant interest rate increase, which may cast a cloud over the market. Hogs saw a day of higher cash, though, on Monday and a gain of $1.30 on the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report. Slaughter pace picking up, indicating strong demand for both domestic and international markets. Futures prices making a new high for the current trend is supportive technically and one that may keep buyers interested. Overall, traders will need to see gains and cutouts in order to provide continued solid fundamental support. December Kansas City wheat's higher by about 4 cents this morning. December Minneapolis is up a penny, small rebounds after Monday's lower closes. In the case of Kansas City wheat, last week's attempts at new two-month highs were turned back once again by non-commercial selling, which responded to news of more grain shipments leaving Ukraine. A higher 99 million metric ton wheat crop estimate for Russia from the private firm ICAR also did not help Monday's trading. December corn is trading up 4 cents today, staying below $7, but also holding near its highest prices in over 2 months, a firm showing in the face of increasing harvest. Late Monday, USDA said 7% of the corn crop was harvested, slightly below the five-year average of 8% for this time of year. November soybeans are trading up a penny today, a quiet start after USDA reported the soybean harvest at 3% complete. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 35,300 head on offer, 6,800 feeder steers, 4,300 feeder heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 5,500 calves on cows. It'll be seen live 8 a.m. on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, you can call 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
On the livestock futures at the close yesterday, October live cattle up 22, 145.72. December down 7 cents, 150.90. October feeder cattle up 105, 182.30. November up 77 cents at 183.52. October hogs down 42 cents at 96.47. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 25 and a half, 909 and three quarters. March down 26 and a quarter at 908. Chicago wheat, December down 29 and a quarter, 830 and a half. March down 28 and a quarter, 846 and a half. December corn's up a penny, 678 and a quarter. March up a half penny at 683 and a half. November soybeans up 12 and three quarters, 1461 and a quarter. January's up 12 and a quarter, 1467 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.